National Public Radio Affiliate, Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station, a broadcast service of Clark Atlanta University.
8:02 in the city. Good morning. David C. sitting in for Morris Baxter. And I know many of you have been asking what's been going on with Morris. And it's been a pleasure to sit in. But you know what? I'd be glad when he comes back because I need those extra 2 hours. And I know you want to hear the voice of the man. So, Morris Baxter, are you there?
I am there. How you doing, David?
Man, I'm doing well, my brother. It's good to hear that voice.
Hey, well, first of all, you know, it's good to be heard. And I just got to say thank you to everybody, especially you, David, for sitting in, making sure that all the folks can get that great music. And, you know, it feels good to be a part of the family. Thank you to Clark Atlanta University, and most importantly, Wendy Williams, our general manager, who has made me feel real good knowing that, you know, it just feels good to be loved, David. You know what I mean?
Well, man, you've been waking up Atlanta for 15 years. You are, in my opinion, one of the, if not the best morning, you are the best voice in Atlanta, the best morning show. And we've known each other for years. I mean, we were in radio in the different markets at the same time. We were in the record industry together. So our relationship goes back, man, but since, you know, moving to Atlanta, I've just enjoyed myself waking up and listening to you in the morning. So I know the listeners are missing you, man. And you want to share what's been going on, or, you know, just in your own words, man. You know, whatever you want to share. It's your audience. You know, I'm just sitting in.
Yeah. Well, you know, first of all, I definitely the feeling is reciprocated. But I want to thank all of the listeners. They sent some great emails. I want to thank them for the phone calls. It's been overwhelming support. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Morning Jazz every day for good music. And, of course, the motivations that I think that are so important for each and every one of you that listen. You know, mornings, of course, is the best time of day, excuse me, to get things going. And that's what it's all about. It's all about feeling good. And I just want everybody to know I read all your emails and messages, and I can't wait to get back to make you guys feel even better. But, excuse me, with my situation, it's something that I experienced, and that is diabetes. I had a situation where I thought that I had everything under control. You know, I was doing the exercising thing, and I was making sure that I thought I was eating right. And what happened is that I kept using the bathroom, had all these symptoms, and I passed out. Wife rushed me to the emergency room over at Wellstar Hospital, and then we began the process. But during that process, I developed pneumonia. So I really was like, wow, this is something that's totally new to me because, you know, we have an invincibility mentality. I'd never been in the hospital, and I was there for a week, and I got some really good care from the Wellstar staff over there. But what is really important to me is during that time, you know, I was like, wow, you know, this is the first time I've been in the hospital, and this is something that I've never experienced. As I'm talking about diabetes and then being diagnosed with the pneumonia, I was feeling really, really strange because it was something totally new to me. And during that time, I said, wow, you know, a lot of people have diabetes, especially people of color. And some people are ashamed about it. But what I discovered is that we all need healing. And most importantly, everybody's got something.
Right.
So once we realize that we've got something, it's okay because if, you know, this person has diabetes, this person has diabetes, it brings greater awareness and comfort because you're not alone. You know, Michael Jackson had that song, "You Are Not Alone."
Okay, no singing.
Look,
no singing. No singing. Okay.
We're all in this together. And the good thing about it is that once you understand the diagnosis, what diabetes is all about, it gives you a comfort. And while I was there at Wellstar Hospital, you know, I had some great doctors, and I had some great nurses and caregivers. And, you know, it really feels good to know that people, that when we talk about first responders, how they respond. For example, my Dr. Bruce, a layoff. and also somebody that we're familiar with, Courtney Sheldon, who had a program here on WCLK. These guys are incredible. They had due diligence. They made sure that I understood everything as it pertains to diabetes. And during that time, the caregivers, under the direction of Rebecca Henry, had some great nurses. We're talking about Kelsey, Tammy, and also Tara Freeman. These are just some of the people that made my stay there at WellStar really good, because I experienced a host of emotions, from being sad to being angry to being depressed to thinking about mortality. But I always remember what I tell each and every one of my listeners: faith over fear. The spiritual foundation that I had by making sure that folks understand how good it is to be alive, and that's why I do these motivations each and every day, is what got me through it. And because of that, I can't help but say a big thank you to each and every one of you guys. And that's why, after going through the process of recovering, feeling good, I started saying to myself, you know, there's no reason not to be transparent. I'm going to be transparent and let folks know that we can do this together, and that's my whole purpose now. Become a role model and help all of the people that we can in the world, and particularly the people of color. So again, David, when I think about these situations, we have to really understand that everybody's got something, and it's okay.
Right.
Because nobody's perfect, and we can continue to enjoy our lives as long as we take the responsibility, and that is making sure we take care of ourselves.
Well, you're absolutely right, Morris, and we want you to continue to heal. And so when you come back, we don't want 100%. We want 120%, yeah, because and I know there's a lot going to be built up. You got a lot to share. And, man, it's just really great to hear your voice. Obviously, you and I have been talking offline, so, you know, it's not the first time I've had a chance to talk with you. But I know that the thousands of listeners that in the Atlanta area and millions around the world are really happy to hear your voice and to know that you're doing well.
Yeah, you know, and David, I've come to realize that so many people want a more practical approach on how to not only balance their sanity of mind and interpersonal interactions, and most importantly for me, the spirituality and faith as well. And I understand clearer the need for more attention on real conversations about ailments that impact the people of color, in particular diabetes. During the time that I was there, of course, you know, because of the pandemic that we have with the coronavirus, I was tested there, and the doctors at WellStar, it's not like back in the day where you just had one doctor. There are a team of doctors that, of course, collaborate to make sure that their diagnoses are really, really on point. And that was comforting to me as well. So I just want to use my platform to be a role model for diabetes in the community. And hopefully we can unveil a host of ways to, for the listeners, and not only that, for the community, the world, to come up with some great ideas together. So I'm looking forward to moving forward with WellStar, as well as all of the folks that have ailments, whether it's diabetes, whether it is the virus, whether it's any type of sickness, stroke, or whatever. You know, together we can do it, because it's all about the information and knowledge that we're given in order to have a great life. So this is not a death sentence. This is our way of making sure that we can continue to get the best out of life. And as I always say, it's always for you, because it's way bigger than me.
All right, my friend. It's so good to hear you, man. We'll be talking to you again. And you know what? I got the right song that's going to come out of this. It's Mesa. And you know what the song says? It's going to be all right, Morris.
Hey, I like it. I like it.
You know? So,
yeah.
It's a great day to have a great day. Say it one time.
It's a great day to have a great day. I'm going to see you guys on the radio real soon. David, keep doing what you're doing. Wendy Williams, love you. And, of course, to all of my coworkers, my staff, y'all are family. I love y'all too. Can't wait to see you. All right, so have a great weekend, and I'll be back soon.
All right, Morris. God bless.